This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get right to it today, friends, on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, KTGO, and KLTC in Dickinson. I'm back in Fargo today in our studios on South University. We have a big, beautiful new sign out front. Todd, have you seen the sign up front?
I have not.
Yeah, check them out. I'll tweet it out a little later on. And I actually came back for the fourth anniversary of the Red Pepper in Fargo. I'm going to have a grinder today. I had to get east. You can't get grinders in the west. I'm sorry. I had to.
Yeah, when are we going to take care of that little problem?
Actually, it was a Facebook feed memory. You know, they give you a memory. It was 4 years ago. Your memory's on Facebook, and mine is the big line at Red Pepper when they opened in Fargo. And it was a big deal for our family. We're like, yes! And the line was out the door. It was unreal. But so I'll go have a grinder today because I won't get to Grand Forks till I don't know when. Anyway, so I spent the first part of the week in Bismarck, and now Todd gets all the fun because we have not one, not two, not three, but four law clerks for Judge Gorsuch. And they are in town. They've been barnstorming the country, talking about this man that they know well, that they work for, who will be Donald Trump's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, and the hearings start next week. So they're going to be with Todd in studio in Bismarck. Get all the fun, Todd. And also, today on the program, we're going to talk with the president of KK Bold, talk about the Prairie Nights Casino. You've asked us a lot of questions about the casino, so we've consolidated a few of those and welcome others because this is a tough deal. You know, I really believe the lion's share of the blame, and that's the word I would use, blame, for 218 days of a long North Dakota nightmare that totally twisted the truth, that totally attacked the character of the good men and women of our armed forces, the National Guard, our law enforcement, belongs on a small group of political leaders at Standing Rock Sioux Tribe who really care little for the people of Standing Rock and more about their national stature in the native protest world, in the anti-fossil fuel world. And so, you know, the Prairie Nights Casino is borne the brunt of that. However, a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, you're housing protesters? Are you paying protesters? Are you funding the protest? We got to know. They're fair questions. I happen to think they're caught in the crosshairs a little bit, but I want to know. So we're going to ask the tough questions for you today. Tom Coburn, a former U.S. senator from Oklahoma, is in town because he was here, as you recall earlier, talking about efforts to use the Constitution for the benefit of the states. And it takes a majority of the legislatures to do that, so we'll get an update on that process as well. He was here when they were talking about this in the House, and now they're talking about it in the Senate, and so we'll catch up with Senator Coburn. Chris Berg from 630 Point of View will be here as well on the program. So a lot going on today. And it was already busy, and then I heard that today there was a fundraiser for Farm Rescue, and I said, well, I can't pass that up because we care greatly about our friends in the agriculture, and the work they do at Farm Rescue is epic. So let me start with that. Sean Simpa is here. Sean is going to tell us about the Farm Rescue fundraiser that's happening today. He is a member of their board of directors of the Farm Rescue Foundation. Sean, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you making time this morning for us.
Absolutely. You guys do good work, so it's the least we could do for sure. What is Farm Rescue for folks that don't know?
Well, it's a simple program. It's a grassroots program that started way back in 2006. Identifying farm families in crisis. Instead of a program that hands out money, we're a program that shows up and gets the work done. So a farm family that's experienced a major illness, injury, or has gone through a natural disaster, the way some of the folks did up in northern North Dakota with a tornado last year that wiped out buildings and equipment. We come in, we plant the crops, we harvest the crops. It is a little application process to go through, but we have more than 1,000 volunteers that have worked with us now since 2006 from not only North Dakota, but around the country. And today we're honored by having the National Farm Rescuers Day. So it's kind of a way to recognize them and help promote, seeing as we're coming into a planting season again and taking applications for maybe a farm family that needs some help to get through, you know, a crisis.
It is next week, National Ag Week. And so, as you mentioned, National Farm Rescuer Day is a way to get us all fired up and raring to go. And National daycalendar.com, is that the website that folks need to check out here?
That is where we had applied to, and as I was told, there's about 80,000 different people that apply to the National Day Calendar, and only about 30 a year actually get recognized, whether it be for, you know, what it is they stand for, their program, what have you. But we were honored to be part of that this year. And it is a way to, number one, say thank you to all of the people that have signed up and come out and helped complete strangers, because without all of these volunteers, you know, the work wouldn't get done. And that's the only way this program works, is whether it be through sponsorships and donations, but we got to have people to do the work. So this is a huge thank you to them. And we're always accepting, number one, applications for help. But if people want to sign up, retired farmers, construction workers, what have you, we need people with CDLs, so this is a great way to say thank you to them, and you know, we're always looking for more.
So a great recognition for Farm Rescuer, for Farm Rescue with this effort, for sure. National Farm Rescuer Day provides a specific day to remember and celebrate all of the past, present, and future supporters of Farm Rescue's mission. Sponsorships, donations, volunteer work, Farm Rescue and its Angels in Blue volunteers providing these rescue blessings to farm and ranch families in need is what's most important here today. I wanted to make sure.
And yeah, absolutely. And if you go to our website, farmrescue.org, you can see that we've helped more than 400 farm families since 2006 across North Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa. We're taking a look at possibly expanding this year. We've got to get a few things in order before we can do that. But it's made a lasting impact, not only here in North Dakota, but across the upper Midwest.
So, again, starting in 2017, National Farm Rescuer Day observed annually, third Thursday of March, this year's date falling on March 16th, and it's the first annual. So we wanted to honor the day and honor all the good work that Farm Rescue does day in and day out. Perfect, Sean. Anything else you want to tell us?
Hey, no. I mean, if anybody wants to volunteer, sponsor, donate anything, go to our website, farmrescue.org. One of our North Dakota locals, Joe Schmidt, donated the use of his song, My Field of Dreams. Check that out. Download it. That's a way to donate. And, just get involved or be aware about it, because it has made a significant impact right here in North Dakota. And, Scott, I appreciate all the time that you're able to help spread the message.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, and good to talk to you. Sean, appreciate it.
Great talking to you too, Scott.
Farm Rescue Foundation Board of Director member Sean Sitma is joining us to talk about the big day. So I wanted to give a shout-out. Always, appreciate the good work they do, see a lot of it, hear about it, and don't get a chance necessarily to talk about it. So got to do that once in a while. Just pause and say, it's good stuff happening all around us. It really is. And that's the stuff that keeps you sane, because there's a lot of crazy stuff happening around us. And one is this. It is what Donald Trump is enduring, trying to protect the United States of America. I mean, the latest news yesterday, this temporary restraining order nationwide against an executive order that is not only legal, I mean, I have no legal mind here, but reasonable. We have national security to protect. That's what you elect a president to do. Protect the safety of the American public. And we could say, stop. Nobody else gets in till we get a handle on this. Not doing that. We're identifying a handful of countries that are not doing the vetting well now and saying, temporary pause. And you have judges that are halting this. That's why our next conversation is so incredibly important. I mean, the experts will tell you the executive order is clearly within the president's authority. You had one judge say, yeah, I went back and listened to what he said during the campaign. What in the world? I'm a radio talk show host, not a legal scholar, not a judge. I can tell you that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard a judge say in my life. Wait a minute. You have an executive order in front of you. There it is in black and white. It cites U.S. Sentry Code, where Congress clearly delegates to the president the authority to suspend the entry of any alien into the U.S. when he believes it would be detrimental to the interests of the United States. And you're talking about something he said a few months ago during the campaign? Hop on the clue bus. This is crazy, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thursday edition of the program is brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about the work they do day in and day out for us. Affordable energy, reliable energy, very important to businesses in North Dakota, Minnesota, very important to families. And look at the winter we just had. My gosh, This is life and death. It really is very, very important. Talk about all the different energy sources out there and the, you know, the what's available to us. Affordable energy, reliable energy, very, very important. And also great for our economy as well. $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers is one example. So, and coal in North Dakota has always been part of that energy success story. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. So here's Donald Trump's reaction to the judge on the travel ban, the latest one, at a rally yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee. Roll in.
Let me give you the bad, the sad news. Moments ago, I learned that a district judge in Hawaii part of the much overturned Ninth Circuit Court and I have to be nice, otherwise I'll get criticized for speaking poorly about our courts. A judge has just blocked our executive order on travel and refugees coming into our country from certain countries. The order he blocked was a watered-down version of the first order that was also blocked by another judge and should have never been blocked to start with. This new order was tailored to the dictates of the Ninth Circuit's, in my opinion, flawed ruling. This is, in the opinion of many, an unprecedented judicial overreach. If he thinks there's danger out there, he or she, whoever is president, can say, I'm sorry, folks, not now, please.
That's
we got enough problems.
That's what I read you earlier. It is ridiculous overreach. Ridiculous overreach. To the point of this latest judge literally saying, well, I know that's what the executive order says, but here's what he said during the campaign, so I'm thinking he wants to do something different. It's like, wow. And, of course, next week, we will have a hearing to replace Justice Antonin Scalia. And we have a judge that has been put forward by Donald J. Trump that will be subject to these hearings. And I can about guarantee you, folks, they will throw the kitchen sink at Neil Gorsuch. So I'd like to arm you with information about this man, about his work, so that as you follow that process, you can know it well. And we're lucky enough to have some folks who worked with him with us in studio today to talk a little bit about this effort. And they include Mike Davis and Allison Tribeville, Lucas Walker, and Gary Marks with the Judicial Crisis Network as well. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Scott.
So, Mike, let me start with you. Just to introduce yourself. Talk about your give me your the cliff notes on when you first met Judge Gorsuch and why you are excited to see him nominated for the Supreme Court.
Thank you again, Scott, for having us, and thank you for the warm welcome in Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm an attorney in Denver, Colorado, and I am one of Judge Gorsuch's first law clerks. I'm here today with two other law clerks, Allison Turpeville and Lucas Walker. They clerked for Judge Gorsuch after I did. His standards went up, and so that's how we got Allison and Lucas. But I've known Judge Gorsuch since our days working together in the Department of Justice. Back when he was just known as Neil, he is a an exceptionally good person. Louise, his wife, is a very good person. They met. Judge Gorsuch went to Columbia for undergrad, Harvard for law school, and he got his doctorate at Oxford in England, and that's where he met Louise. And she's a wonderful lady. She's this petite British proper woman, but she's tough as nails and hilarious. have two teenage daughters, and they're just very good people. I met him, again, Judge Gorsuch at the Department of Justice, and when he, when President George W. Bush nominated him to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals based in Denver back in 2006, he asked me to move with him to serve as one of his first law clerks to help him get set up. And I'm one of his good friends and former colleagues and former employees. So he's a great guy.
All right. Good to hear. Allison, how about you? Tell us a story. Tell us about
Thank
yourself
you
quickly
so much.
And the story as well. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Scott, for having us. My name is Allison Turbeville. I grew up in Belfouche, South Dakota, and I was looking to come back out west to be closer to my family. I'm currently an attorney in Washington, D.C., but I was looking for federal judges who lived out west, and Judge Gorsuch gave me the wonderful opportunity to move 5.5 hours away from my parents and to really, really embrace everything that Colorado had to offer. I echo what Mike said. I think that the judge is just an incredibly kind and intelligent and wonderful human. The judge treated all of the clerks as if we were a part of his adoptive family, and he really embraced us, and he really provided us with a network in Colorado and with a lot of support. And I really appreciate that. And I think that the judge is just an incredible family man, and he's very, very hardworking.
All right, Lucas.
Thanks for having us, Scott. I clerked for Judge Gorsuch from 2009 to 2000.
Tell you what, hang on. Your mic isn't working at all now.
I was going to say.
So we'll bump him over to Charles' mic. There we go.
Sorry. All right, there we go. Thanks for having us, Scott. I clerked for Judge Gorsuch 2009 to 2010. I later clerked for Justice Alito on the Supreme Court. I'm now a partner in a law firm in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I'll echo what Mike and Allison said about the judge as a person and as a boss. He has extremely high standards for the way that he decides cases. It's never find a way to reach this result. It's read the law, figure out what it says, and apply it as faithfully as you can to the case before us. It was never enough for him that some other court, you know, in some other part of the country had, you know, said this is the way that we're going to look at this. He always wanted to make sure that the reasons were persuasive and that they were, you know, that the best reading of what the law was. I came to Judge Gorsuch actually by accident. I was going to work for another judge on the same court who ended up resigning a few months before I was supposed to start with him. And Judge Gorsuch very graciously invited me into his chambers, adopted me as his own clerk, and treated me just the same as all the others. And so I'm really grateful to him for that graciousness and the wonderful opportunities that he gave me.
Folks from the Judicial Crisis Network stopping in, three of whom have clerked previously for Judge Neil Gorsuch. More about what they think he'll bring to the Supreme Court when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Stop in, look for the red, white, and blue. Have that hot stuff personal pan pizza. 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items. That's right, pizza, soda, or coffee if you like. Two cookies, four items, and that costs you, are you ready, $4. Four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. And helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Back with our conversation with some folks traveling the U.S. for the Judicial Crisis Network ahead of the confirmation hearings for Justice Neil Gorsuch, who will be the nominee of Donald J. Trump, is the nominee for Donald Trump. And the hearings begin next week, start on Monday. We only get to hear from the senators on Monday. Yes, I can't wait to hear from Al Franken again. Tuesday, we get to hear from Judge Gorsuch, and then, of course, Wednesday, possibly Thursday, more hearings as well, and a vote, hopefully in April, and a new member of the Supreme Court. This is the issue that so much of us talked about throughout the entire presidential campaign. I really said this to people who said, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like it. I don't like his tweets. I don't like his temperament. I don't like his nature. I don't like, he scares me. I don't like him. I don't say, okay, you got a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and the Supreme Court is in the balance. I would argue that decision on who was going to nominate someone to replace Justice Antonin Scalia and future Supreme Court nominees in the next however many years here, that person is president, four or eight or whatever, decides whether the United States of America makes it or doesn't make it. And I'm not trying to be a carnival barker here. It's that serious. This is the Supreme Court of the United States. You saw the direction it was going. So important. And a lot of people are lauding this pick of Judge Gorsuch as a perfect example of what a judge should be. To get on that court as a constitutionalist and not legislate, not say, well, I wish the Congress had done this, so I put my hand over here on the scale so it's that way, to just call balls and strikes. So folks that know him well, three of our guests clerked for the man. Know him well. See him in those situations. I want you each to tell me what you believe we're going to get in a judge. What he will be if confirmed to the Supreme Court. Let me start with you. Yeah, Lucas, why don't I start with you? We'll go the other way. Lucas, Allison, then Mike. So Lucas Walker, tell me yours.
So what I think Judge Gorsuch is going to bring to the Supreme Court is the same thing that he brought to the Tenth Circuit. He doesn't like to be pigeonholed with labels about judicial philosophies necessarily, but I think there are some basic pillars of how he decides cases. First of all, original understanding of what words meant when the people ratified them in the Constitution or when Congress enacted them into law. Textualism, that the plain words, the plain meaning of the words in the statute or in the Constitution are what should govern. That way people, ordinary people who can read a law, can understand what's expected of them, what they can, what they can't do under the law. And I think it's also going to be tempered by a strong respect for precedent. Judge Gorsuch literally wrote the book on the law of judicial precedent with a number of other very distinguished judges, and he understands how, you know, even sometimes if decisions were wrong in the past, that the rule of law, the principle that like cases should be decided alike and that people shouldn't be singled out for unfair treatment, is an important part of the judicial process.
All right,
I think that's what you're going to see.
Good, good. I like all of that and more, Lucas. So thanks for sharing, Allison. Some examples.
Thanks so much, Scott. Yes. What I would say is that the judge is just, and as I said before, an incredibly hard worker. I think that he really, really cares about the litigants before him and getting to the right answer. And I think that's one of the things that I saw as a clerk, that, you know, the judge was never content to just go with the first draft. We went through multiple drafts, and we really worked hard to apply the law or the Constitution to the specific facts before us, and that's extremely important to the judge. I would also just say that the judge is an extremely humble and really kind person, and I think that he, within the courthouse in Denver, treated everyone at that courthouse with a lot of respect and with dignity. He knew all of the security guards in the courthouse, and I think he's just going to be an incredibly trusted and humble colleague.
Fascinating. And Mike, how about you?
Yeah, thank you. I would say about Judge Gorsuch, he understands that in the constitutional order, there are three branches of government, the president, the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the judiciary. And he understands that as a judge, his role is a modest role in our constitutional order. And he understands that it's not his job to legislate from the bench. It's not his job to, I always say that, you know, this is what I say, that, you know, judges are not superheroes. It's, they wear robes, not capes. It's not their job to fly around and save people. And, you know, Judge Gorsuch is going to look at the particular case, look at the facts, apply the law, and the result's going to be what it's going to be, regardless of the political fallout. Politics are never going to be a consideration for Judge Gorsuch.
Oh, I love it. A texter here, and by the way, other questions or comments welcome either by phone 800-228-0550, as always on the program. Always welcome our listeners' input. Far smarter than me by a long shot. Todd, that's about 50-50, but me for...
You're funny.
80-1. Anyway, 800-228-0550 or text 701-226-8503, or you can text me at 367-2054. And on question for you, Mike, define the duties of a Supreme Court clerk.
Well, I don't know what a Supreme Court clerk does because I'm not smart enough to be a Supreme Court clerk. But for a 10th Circuit clerk, I was one of his first clerks. I always say that the standards got higher and the years after I left. But the 10th Circuit, when I was a clerk, a law clerk, our job was to help the judge, how it works is there are generally three judges on these appellate panels that review trial court decisions. And the job, each judge generally had four law clerks. And each one of the clerks, their job is to help the judge research and draft opinions. And, you know, in my case, I would have to redraft it 35 times to get it right. The later clerks like Lucas and Allison, they were better clerks than I was. So maybe they'd have to do it like 25 times, maybe 20. So that was our job as a law clerk, but he basically rewrote every word I drafted. So,
how is it different, do you think, at the Supreme Court level when you clerk there? From what you're doing, it can't be that much different. Well, than the Supreme
let's
Court
ask Lucas
level.
Walker, who actually clerked for both Judge Gorsuch and Justice Alito.
Oh, okay, all right, Lucas. So, tell us what is the duties of a Supreme Court clerk?
The basic duties are pretty much the same: are to read the briefs, advise the boss, the justice or the judge, on what your views as to the strengths and weaknesses of the party's arguments are, make your recommendation, and then he ends up figuring out the case even better than you did. And if it's on the opinion, you work on the first draft of it and get it rewritten, and that's how it works.
So what's your favorite story about the iconic Justice Scalia?
Oh.
I would say, this is Mike again, I would say that Judge Gorsuch's favorite story about Justice Alito is that they were friends when Judge Gorsuch was on the Tenth Circuit. Or excuse me, Justice Scalia, I said. So when Judge Gorsuch was on the Tenth Circuit, Justice Scalia came out to Colorado to go fishing with Judge Gorsuch. And they have that photo that the world has seen now with Judge Gorsuch and Justice Scalia fishing. And Judge Gorsuch loves Justice Scalia. I mean, he's just a lion of the law. And he always joked about Justice Scalia, he fished like a New Yorker. just a wonderful guy, and you know, people may disagree with Justice Scalia's judicial philosophy or how he went about going, you know, his writing style or how he went about deciding cases, but no one can doubt that he was a wonderful man and one of the greatest justices on the Supreme Court.
No, you know, I'm just a radio talk show host, right, that covers these things and watch these things over the years. And, you know, every time Scalia would speak, I just would, you know, all but tear up just because it just struck you as to, you know, thank you, somebody saying this, you know. And, you know, then really watching his funeral and seeing his family, you get to know the man even a little bit more. Just a giant, just an absolute giant. So I can't imagine the impact, and you all know that well. Allison, tell me what you think we're going to hear about next week in the headlines about Judge Gorsuch. What do they pick apart and suggest makes him unfit for the Supreme Court?
Honestly, I don't know. I am here in my personal capacity as a former law clerk, but all I can say is that the judge is just an incredible person, and I think that he's going to perform very well at the hearings. He's very intelligent, and he's very well prepared, and I have complete confidence in him.
Lucas, how about you? You sense you're going to get some grief over anything?
I think one of the big issues in the confirmation hearings are going to be whether this is a mainstream judge and whether this is an independent judge. And I think the answer to that is pretty clear. He was unanimously confirmed at the Tenth Circuit the first time around. And on the cases that he has heard on the Tenth Circuit, something like 2,700 of them, 99% of them of the time he was in the majority, 98% of the time the cases were decided unanimously. That's a mainstream judge. It's hard to argue with that. And in terms of his independence, he's the furthest thing you could have from a partisan judge. Of the 36 times on the Tenth Circuit when he dissented from a majority opinion, 50% of the time the majority was written by a judge appointed by a Republican president, and 50% of the time it was from a opinion by a judge appointed by a Democratic president. So he just calls it the way he sees it, and it doesn't really matter what the political implications of that might be.
Gary Marx is here as well with the Judicial Crisis Network. Only about 45 seconds left, but a texter says, mark your calendars. The Dems are going to stall for more than a year. Let's watch. It's going to be a battle. Do you see that coming?
Yeah, I don't think that's likely. I think what you've heard today, he's a tremendously mainstream judge, well-qualified, well-liked by all of his colleagues. There's no reason that we should see that. I think at the end of the day, we see a guy who's like Scalia in philosophy and style and in the mainstream. I think he's going to be confirmed. He's going to be a tremendous judge. I think that President Trump deserves a lot of credit for following through on his campaign promise, and that's something that's very uniting. So it's a great time to be an American, and
we
look forward to next week.
Love the list. How about that? You know, he puts out a list. Hey, if I'm elected, here's what you'll get. It's going to be a big week. Thank you all for sharing those stories. Fascinating. Appreciate you informing us on what you know.
Thank you very much.
Neil Gorsuch. Take care, all.
You're
Thanks.
Listening to the Thanks. Program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
Aubrey is here from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, and we're talking about group settings in the office place. Aubrey, how can business leaders improve innovation in their companies with group settings?
Well, if a company would incorporate a group setting into their office landscape, this can help facilitate collaboration, and collaboration always improves innovation in a company. The big thing with collaboration or group settings is location. You need to make sure that they're intermixed among the workstations in your office environment. And we've found at Herman Miller, they have done research and have shown that 70% of collaboration happens at your desk or within close proximity to your desk. And so location is a big deal with having collaboration or group settings. In these collaboration areas, you need to make sure that you have visual display areas such as tack boards, whiteboards, or any technology as far as video technology so that many different activities can happen in a collaboration area. And lots of times people will get into a team meeting there, and it's great that they can co-create. They feel part of the team. It improves employees' connection, and they're more engaged in their work environment.
Makes sense. Group settings. To find out more, give the team a call at Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or online at InterOfficeFargo.com. That's InterOfficeFargo.com. Call them at 232-3013.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Elections have consequences. Just imagine would have filled the seat of Antonin Scalia if Donald Trump was not president. Unbelievable. And what are we worried about right now? We're worried about, he sent out a tweet. It's a Fox News Channel poll. Do you want the president to tweet anymore? Over 50% no. And then 20-some percent said maybe he could tone it down a little. And, nobody said go for it. Great. If I heard that right, I'm just like, wow. He was asked about this on Tucker Carlson's show last night. On Tucker Carlson tonight on Fox News Channel, the president did an interview with Tucker. Listen to this question.
Let me tell you about Twitter. I think that maybe I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Twitter, because I get such a fake press, such a dishonest press. I mean, if you look at, and I'm not including Fox because I think Fox has been fair to me, But if you look at CNN and if you look at these other networks, NBC, I made a fortune for NBC with The Apprentice. I had a top show where they were doing horribly, and I had one of the most successful reality shows of all time. And I was on for 14 seasons. And you see what happened when I'm not on. You saw what happened to the show. It was a disaster. I was on. I was very good to NBC, and they are despicable. They're despicable in their coverage. CBS, ABC, you take a look at what's going on. I call it the fake press, the fake media. It is a disgrace what's happening.
He's right. He's absolutely right. So for him to give that tool up to, you know, have people feel a little more touchy-feely about, oh, yeah, it'd be better if he didn't, then you remove a mechanism to respond. I agree with him. I'm not sure the guy's president without being able to go around the media and do what he's done there. I wouldn't do it the way he does it every time, okay? Some of the things he says, some of the way, but it's him. It's who he is. It's who was elected by the American public. And I am so glad he has it, because it is clear to me, unless someone takes on the media and just keeps saying no, 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 until they understand how wrong they are by the media. I mean this bias by these news organizations. They're really the swamp. They're the swamp. Okay? And we have our own swamp right here in the great state of North Dakota. Seriously, ask any reasonable North Dakotan how much actual, honest, factual, journalistic reporting you got these last 216 days related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. A very small percentage, as in single-digit percentage. You got to take it on, folks. We can't just accept it as the way it is. It's Donald Trump's way of taking it on. I think it's great. And I don't know why we are in this idea. Well, look, we are in a battle to save this country as we know it. You have judges saying, no, you can't protect the United, you can't say that. Whew. Can't make it up. Can't make it up. I want to talk about something I love, the American flag. We get to do that often with our friend Jim from NorthDakotaFlagpoleGuy.com. He's not here today, actually, but we do have one of his happy customers from Williston, Sean Johnson, the manager at Napa. Sean, can you tell me how you heard about ND Flagpole Guy and your whole experience?
I called him on the phone after I heard his deal on the radio. And I said, Jim, you've become a lifesaver. I said, because this is what I have been looking for. I want somebody that's going to sell me something that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing. And I said, I get that by what you say and how you talk. I can just feel the passion. And I said, I want to sit down and talk to you. I want a flag put up in my yard. But I said, I do not want foreign material. I do not want a Chinese flag stuck up high. We had better say made in America. And I said, the pole you get better be made in America. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up. You were a godsend for me, and I just believe you were the reason I was listening that day, and you came on, and there's your number, and I made the phone call. And when I found out that he had the same views I have on our country, and, you know, I felt that this was a good fit for both of us.
So, Sean, how long have you had Jim's flagpole?
It's going on a year and a half. I've never taken it down. It stays flying all the time. It doesn't matter what storm. It doesn't make a difference. It stays up. It's something that's important to me. It's important to my family. My son even did the same thing. If you are a true American, that you would have no problem putting the flag up or, you know, displaying the flag. It's not just a piece of cloth, and it means freedom, patriotism. There's many, many men and women that have died for what people call a piece of cloth. And it should be a sense of pride for every American. When you look at that flag, you should know I'm free, and I've got people that have done things so I could be free.
Is that not the greatest story ever? If I'm in Williston, would I go anywhere other than Napa to buy my auto parts when I know a guy like that runs the show? I'm telling you what. That's American made and proud of it. I love it. 701-571-FLAG, online at ndflagpoleguy.com. John in Rugby, what's on your mind?
I'm just throwing in a plug for Jim, too. I heard him on your show here, and he came over, he did everything he said he was going to do, he worked his tail off, and very happy with it. See, from Highway 2, looks great. And the guy's a great guy, and whatever he says he's going to do, he does. Good man.
That's how our sponsors are. They're good folks. You can trust them. And rock solid, just like our listeners. Some of the best in this on this fine planet Earth. Thank you, John. Nice plug, John from Rugby. More of your calls coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.